Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf lamed hey. We're starting lamed dalid amid beis, the final three lines on the amid. With the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, din nefashis donin beyoyim. The Mishnah continues on daf lamed beis to say that unlike din mamonis, which donin beyoyim vegoimrim balayla, din nefashis donin beyoyim vegoimrim bayoyim. You cannot go and conclude the din nefashis part, the verdict part of the nefashis proceeding at night. It has to be done during the day. And immediately after the verdict has been issued, no such thing as being on death row for 10 years. You have to execute immediately. Talk to me no had immediately. Where do you take this from? Omer of Simi Barchi, Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoika oisam l'Hashem neged HaShomesh. What is this referring to? This is referring to a period in time where, unfortunately, many of the Bnei Yisrael were mishtachve and oved the pa'or, the terrible avoid zora called Baal Pa'or. And it says in the Pasuk in its entirety, it's number 14, V'yoyim Hashem al Moshe, kaches kol roshei ha'om, v'hoika oisam l'Hashem neger ha'shamesh, v'yoshoiv charoin af Hashem mi Yisrael. On the surface, it sounds like, from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, take together all the Rashi Am, the Manhigim, the leaders. V'hoika oisam, we'll see shortly in the Gemara that hoika means to chas v'sholem, hang someone, like from a tree, or from a pole. Hang them up, neger ha'shamesh. Once that happens, v'yoshev charoin af Hashem b'Yisrael, Hashem's anger will then be subdued. Now the question is, the Gemara is going to ask shortly, Rashi Am, the Manhigim, they're the ones that are supposed to be hung. The Gemara will deal with that shortly. But in the meantime, what do I see from this Pasuk? That V'hoika Isam L'Hashem is Neger HaShamesh. That this execution of these people, they all got initially Skila. And we have a Mishnah later on that's going to say, Kol HaNiskolin Nitlin, where we get Skila. After the Skila is over, then one goes and hangs them. You only hang them for a very short period of time. Usually not for more than a few minutes. But regardless, it says you have to do Neger HaShamesh. Ah! So the Pasuk therefore is telling us execution has to be still during the day. Is Mamela, the verdict has to be during the day. If the verdict was given at night, you can no longer execute during the day. It's got to be Neger HaShamesh. So you're going to say, okay, so finish off the court case at night and hang the guy the next morning. You can't do that. The Gemara is going to talk about this, something known as Inui Hadin. Inui Hadin means that it's not fair to go and cause this person to suffer. Once the sentence has taken place, once he's been convicted, and he has to go and get Skila or any one of the four Mises Bezin, what's it then? You execute him. That's it. If you allow this person to stay overnight, you'd have a problem of Inui Hadin. Anyway, says Okimar, from this I know that Din Nefashis Goimrim Bayoim, because the execution took place Neged HaShomesh when it was still daylight. Om Rav Chisda,
maybe the same day.
What means the same day? In Acham, we're talking about the same day. But Din bring a Rai from this Pasuk that Din Nefashis, it's not enough that you Dan Bayoim and then be Goimer Belayla. By Din Mamonis, you can Goimer Belayla. But not Din Nefashis. Din Nefashis, you have to be Goimer Bayoim. How do I know? From Neger HaShomesh, when the light is still shining, when the sun is still shining.
It has to be a 2-day procedure, doesn't it? You have to sleep over.
That is correct.
That's my question.
So let's stop for 1 second. If the Bezin is going to go and decide to acquit the person that was accused, then they can do that the same day. You don't have to wait till the next day. If, however, they've decided Chas V'Shalom to go and convict this individual, don't allow for the verdict to take place still on the first day. Then you have to have Halonis Din, and then the next day further deliberations. And if they conclude at that time, Chas V'Shalom, this goes Lemisa, it's got to be done that day. The verdict has to be issued that day, and the execution has to take place during the day.
We have a principle in Korbanos that they have to happen during the day, and nighttime is not considered during dichli. Like, for instance, if somebody has a korban, it's not considered dichli in terms of nighttime suspending it or spoiling it.
Right.
Why is nighttime here considered to be something that interrupts or has to be done?
Why do you have to be malin and wait till the next day? That's going to be the next Gemara, Mir Hashem. Gemara is going to bring a rai from a posik tzedek yolin bo, that you have to allow for an overnight rethinking of your arguments to go and convict, and hopefully in the morning you'll decide, in fact, you should be acquitted. And that's going to be the next Gemara. But in the meantime, the Gemara says you have to have the final verdict during the day. Amar Rav Chisda, minay lo hikoshi tliya. How do you know that the word hoika means, tliya means hanging? The chsiv, because it says in the pasuk in Nach, v'hoikarim l'Hashem v'giv eshol b'chir Hashem. What is this all about? This is talking about after the shol ordered noiv er kahanim, that all the kahanim should be killed in noiv. Not only the kahanim were killed, but as an indirect result, all the givoinim suffered terribly. Because the givoinim got their parnasa from being choitvi eitzim she'avim moyim, and they all worked for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, for the Kehanim. Once the Kehanim were all killed, unfortunately, so then they had no parnasa. There was no avoided to be done anymore in the Mishkan in Noiv, and so therefore they were without parnasa, and presumably many of them passed away. So the Givoinim were quite upset at Shaul, and therefore when David HaMelech became Melech, the Givoinim came to David HaMelech and said that they want revenge and punish Shaul. Shaul was no longer, but at least Shaul's progeny, his children. So if you look at number 15, that's the last pasuk here on the daf. Yudan lanu shiva anoshem ibarav, give us seven of his kids. Voikanam laget l'Hashem v'giva shol, and let them be hung in givat shol. B'chir Hashem v'yirem melech ani etei. David HaMelech was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, that's what is my will, and all of those seven b'nei shol were all hung in public. Voikanam l'Hashem. So I see from this, Vaikanim means Tliya. Who says Vaikanim means Tliya? Maybe Vaikanim means Chenek. Maybe it means a different form of Misa. How do I know Vaikanim? So we still don't know. Uksib, but I have another Pasik. The Pasik says, Vatikach Ritzpah Vasai. Now this Pasik is a fascinating Pasik. The Gemara only quotes part of the Pasik, but if you look at the entire Pasik, Ritzpah Vasai was one of the Pilagshim of Shaul HaMelech. And she felt very, very bad about these seven men, the seven children of Shaul. Perhaps one or more of them were her children as well. And as we'll see in a moment, although normally when you have a din of Tliya, you do it 1, 2, 3, meaning Chas v'Shalom, someone gets skila after the person is dead as a result of the stoning, you hang him up. Kol haniskolin nitlin. We're going to learn about that more later in our Masechta. However, that whole Tliya is 1, 2, 3. You don't go and belabor it, because it says in the pasuk, "Ki kilas Hashem toloi." That Chas v'Shalom, someone who is a toloi, he has been hung. It's kilas Hashem. Why is it kilas Hashem? Because everybody was created in Hashem's image. It's as if Chas v'Shalom kaviyoch, the Rebbeinu Shalom is being hung. Rachman litzlan. So we don't allow it. So it's just a 1, 2, 3, up and down type of thing. Here, however, these seven were hung for a period of approximately 6 months. Wow. Really? 6 months? How do I know? So look at the pasuk. Vatikach Ritzpah Vasai esasak, she took sackcloth, vatateyu lo el hatzur, and she spread it out over a large boulder, which was overlooking these seven trees where the seven were hung. How long did she put it there? Metchilas ktsir, from the beginning of the harvest season, approximately March, April time, until it started raining again. When did it start raining again? September time, right? Sukkot time. Cheshvan, good. Sukkot, yeah. She was very devoted, and she was 24-7. You would say 24-6. But anyway, she wouldn't allow any oifas during the day to get close to the bodies. And she wouldn't allow any chayis at night to try to jump up and cholila, or try to climb up the trees and consume any of the bodies. So she was very, very devoted and dedicated to these seven. Now you're wondering to yourself, how did Kodesh Baruch Hu allow this? How did Klal Yisrael allow it? Isn't there din 1, 2, 3, up and down? What is this 6 month period here? So if you look at the top Rashi, Vatikach Ritzpah Vasai, Alma Megulin Hoyu, why did she have to sit outside or lie down on that tzur for the 6 months? It's because they were begoloi, open to the oifos, to the chayis, and anyone and everyone. Because they were hung up from the trees. You're not supposed to have halonis and hamesim ala eitz. Hashanin lo yivomis. The Gemara Yevomis already discusses it, and it says mutav tiyaker ois achas bat toira. I rather have that this isra of the leisolin nivlosay ala eitz be nidcha v'yiskad Hashem shemayim b'fahesya. What's the kiddush Hashem? Shehu hakol royin oisai. Everybody royin oisan. Everybody's going to go and see this spectacle of seven niftarim all hung up on trees. What did they do? What's going on? And we're going to tell them halol b'nei malachim hein u'pashtu yodam begerim gerurim. And they caused the premature death and suffering of these gerim gerurim, meaning of the givayim.
They didn't. The father did.
Okay, so we mean
that. There is that the children don't pay at the.
So maybe they
the
were continuing.
Okay.
But you're right. But the Gemara says, except if they continue the Mesoidus Abbas, if Mase Abbasayim Biadayim, that they're also causing suffering and killing of innocent individuals, so then you do, that's the exception to the rule. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so what our Gemara is telling us is, we wanted to know that, how do I know that it's Tliya? Because it says, Vaikanam Lashem. And we see that she was sitting out there for 6 months protecting the bodies. Muzach said that they were Megula. So what would be the situation there, Megula? Presumably that they were hung from the trees. And therefore I see that the word Hoika and Hoikana means Tliya. Uksiv. Okay, so that's the end of the second one. Just read the Gemara inside. Uksiv Atika Tziritzva Bas Ayes Asakva Tzvei Allah Elatzur Betchiles Kotzir. So we see from this that they were hung. Now the Gemara asks a separate kasha. The vav lechayyur should come out because it should be a period here. Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Yem Moshe lo Moshe." Kachas kol Rashi am. That's the pasuk we quoted on the bottom. V'hoika oisam Hashem neged Hashemesh. So literally, it sounds like you take the Rashi am and you hoika oisam and you go and hang them. Break the Gemara. Im ha'am chatu. Okay, the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, many people worshipped the Baal Pa'ar. That's terrible. But Rashi Amar Chatu, what did they do wrong that we should chas v'shalom go and hang them? Amar Vira Marav, it's a fundamental error. We don't mean to go and chas v'shalom to go and hang the Rashi Am, but rather Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Chalik Lehem Batei Dinim. When we say go and what's the lashon haposik once again? Vayom Yishalom Moshe Kach Es Kol Rashi Am V'Hoika Oisam Lashem. We don't mean to go and hang the Rashi Am. But rather what we mean to is take together as many Rashi Am as possible, Talmidei Chachamim, that will be able to go and sit on Batei Dinim of 23. If you can go and find, Lemashal, 460 Rashi Am, you'll be able to have now 20 Batei Dinim, each one of 23. 20 times 23, it gives you 460. So try to collect as many Rashi Am as possible, and be mechalik them, subdivide them into Batei Dinim of 23, and have multiple court cases all going on at the same time against these people. Ah, so therefore the Pshat and the Pasuk is Kachas Kol Rashi Am, and be done a Din Torah against all those that are accused of serving Avodah Zarah, and those that serve the Avodah Zarah, if they unfortunately are convicted. What's the reason why we have to go and split them up into Batei Dinim? Why don't we just go and take them to the regular Bezdin of that city? And if it takes a little longer, it takes a little longer. In other words, why does it have to be done so quickly that you're making so many Batei Dinim? My time, Ilay Mishum Shein Don and Shnayim B'yoyim Echad, is the reason because we have a rule that a Bezdin is not done. Din Nefash is two in one day. And since we want to get this process over with, we're only going to go and do one misa per day, this can go and take the next 10 years. That's the reason we want to go and speed up the proceedings. That's only if you're talking about that the Bezdin is forced to deal with two separate type of misas. In other words, one case, a case of chas v'shalom, and this is niyof of eishes ish, when typically that's a chenek, if you're talking about achar nisuin, so that would be a case of chenek. And there was a case of chas v'shalom mechil Shabbos where you have a din of skila, or avodah zarah where you have a din of skila. So that being the case, shtei misois, that one bezin cannot do on one day. And the reason explains Rashi is because each misa has different tamim, different mekoyrois, different svaris. Therefore, if they're going to focus on the morning, in the morning, on chenek, and then you're going to go and give them a case right after that involving skila, they may mix up some of the Makoidas, some of the Svaras, some of the defenses, and therefore, not a good deal. However, if both of the Mises involve, in other words, both of the court proceedings of the capital case involve the same type of Misa, and Rashi says not only the same type of Misa, but it's also the same type of Aveira. We're not talking about two skilois, one involving Avodah Zarah and one involving Hilchos Shabbos. Because obviously the Parsha of Avodah Zarah and the Parsha of Shabbos are two major different Parshas. But if you have two separate individuals, both accused of Hilchos Shabbos, or in our case, both accused of serving the Baal Bar of Avodah Zarah, then you can, even one Bezdin can go and do multiple cases in one day. Now you're all thinking to yourself, can't go and conclude them all in one day, because if it's going to be Lamisa, you have to have a lot of stim. Fine. So you have 10 cases, all of which were decided up to the 90% level, and then Halonestim, and then the next day you're going to go and Chas V'Shalom execute all the 10 of the people that were Chas V'Shalom, Oyvavoy Dezar. So Zok Tiyamar, Bam Rav Chizl, Lishon HaShem, Misa Achaz Donin, Soy Bazoy, why then do we go and say that you have to split up in so many Batei Dinim? Let the standard regular bezin of the town work overtime, so to speak, not overtime in tonight, but during the day, go and deal with multiple cases, not simultaneously. One at 9, one at 10, one at 11, one at 12. Why do we have to make many batikidim? After all, that's the end of the pasuk that we're quoting. Subdivide them into multiple batidim and let them go and then execute v'hoika isam Hashem neged Hashemesh. And as a result of being so diligent and quickly dealing with this issue, the Yoshev Charen Hashem Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu will be happy that, says Rashi, that we're asukim bedover umekanim lechvoidai. If you look at the Rashi, Ella, that Rashi about two or three lines lower than our Gemara, Ella Kedemucha Kroa, it says in the Pasuk, the pasuk that we quoted, the Yoshev Charoin Af Hashem Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Royesh Kulam Asukim Bedaber. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that all of the Zikanim, all of the Rashi Yom, are all busy taking care of this major problem of the Oiv Devoid Zorah. Umekarim Lechvoidai, and they say, we got to go and take care of this and remove this plague from Klai Yisrael as quickly as possible. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu has Nachas Ruach, and that takes away the Charoin Af from Yisrael. Okay, so more vital. We go continue on in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says dini moment is koyim boy bayoyim, but dini nefashis, it depends. If it's l'schus, koyim boy bayoyim, if it's l'choiva, you have to have alonas din for the next day. We know on immediately, where do you take this from? This was what Brother Barry asked a few minutes ago. Om Rav Chanin, the Yom HaKor, says in the Pasuk, m'li'asi mishpat, tzedek yolin bo, v'ata miratzchem. What does that mean? So Rashi says that the Pasuk is telling us that in the good old days, so to speak, they were very careful to be yolin ba, to be malin es hadin. The word yolin over here is unrelated to Brother Shai. But tzedek yolin ba, it's a tzedakah that people are doing. Started liyasa mishpat. We have mishpat, we have justice, we have a judicial system. Tzedek, it's only right and fitting and ethical and equitable, yolin ba, to have alon es hadin. However, unfortunately today, they quickly execute 1, 2, 3 the same day. Then they're chas v'shalom just like roitzchem. They should wait until the next day. If you look at the Rashi, right after the Rashi we saw before, tzedek yolim ba, almost halfway down. Regilin hoyu mitchila, in the good old days, laholin esadin. They would say, we can't go and execute today. Let's think about it overnight. Maybe we'll find some tzedek, in other words, we'll be able to find some way out, some nice defense, and get this accused off the hook. But today, kishayin oisim came, that they don't do alonis adin, harihim kimaratzchem, it's as if chas v'sholem, as if the bezin or roitzchem are killing. You gotta have some rachmanis on the accused, give him overnight so people can rethink their thought. So that's one makar. V'rova amam yachai, I have another makar. It says in the pasuk, Ashru chomitz. What does Ashru chomitz mean? Ashroi, Ashri means like Ashrei. Praiseworthy is, meritorious is. The dying shemachametz is dinoi. That takes his time. He doesn't immediately, okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go and execute. take your time. Just like chometz, it takes time to rise. Here also mechametz. You know, Rashi says shemesha oisoi. He waits umalinoi. He lets it go overnight. Kedei lohitzio leamitoi, so that the real emes should come out. That if it turns out chas v'shalom, this person should be convicted, he'll be convicted tomorrow. However, if they find new svaras overnight to go and acquit him, then Mishim will be acquitted. So Ashrei, wonderful is it for a dayan who's careful to be mesunim badin. Take your time, don't be trigger happy. The idach, what does the first man the yomer do now with this second pasuk? After all, he learns the din of halanas a din from Maliasi Mishba Tzedek Yolimba. So what does he do with Ashri Chomitz? Idach Ashri Chomitz v'loy Chomitz. What means Chomitz v'loy Chomitz? So Rashi says that, as you know, chometz of course means essig, means vinegar. Chometz means something that has become vinegary. That until now it was nice wine, for instance, and unfortunately it spoiled and becomes chometz. Okay, so now, who are the chometz and who's the chometz? So says Rashi, when you have a situation of a malva and a loiva, the malva lent the money to the loiva. If the loiva has not paid, then unfortunately he is the chometz, the machametz. He's the vinegar, he's the bad guy, so to speak. And the malve, he becomes the chomutz, he is the victim of that person's chomutz, because he originally had the money, he lent it, the guy's not returning it to him, so now he's number the victim. Rashi even calls it, he's the nigzal, as compared to the loive, who's the gazlan. Gazlan took the money and didn't give it back. So he's like a gazlan. So what is this posse coming to tell us? Explains Rashi. You have a malva and a loiva coming into Bezin. And the malva says to the dayanim, Bezin, I want you to know, he owes me $100. The loiva says, before we even deal with that issue, I want you to know that I left a mashkin with the malva, and I understand that the malva cannot find it, it's lost, or it was stolen, or it fell off the shelf and it broke, and therefore I want us to go, Bezin, you first go and decide about the mashkin, whether or not he owes me money, for the fact that this mashkin is now dead, or it's broken, or it's lost, or whatever. Let's decide that first. Says the pasuk, no. Ashri chomutz. First we're going to go and deal with the issue of the chomutz, the one that has unfortunately been the victim of your gezela, that is a loiva you didn't go and pay. First we're going to deal with that issue. And after we decide that issue, hopefully from the malva's perspective, that the loiva owes him the $100, then you want to go and deal with your issue that you previously gave him collateral. And what happens to that collateral? That's going to be number two. We're not going to go listen to your mashkin first. Asher chomoyitz v'loy chomoyitz. Therefore, that has to be listened to first. The idach, haim liasi mishpat may obedlay, the second man, the yomad, that learns halona sedin from the ashrei dayin shemachametz is dinoy. What does he do with the first pasuk of tzedek yolim bov yatam aratzchim? Everything market of Luzom Rabitzak, Luzom Rabitzak, called Tanish, Amalin, and Boyasat Sadoka, Kilu Shoifech Domim. What happens if there's a Tanish? And you have Aniyim in the town who unfortunately have no money, and they have no food. And the custom was that at the end of the Tanish, you would go to the Gaboy Tzedaka, and the Gaboy Tzedaka would go and hand out the food, never for these Aniyim. Perhaps that's the makar for the standard custom in many shuls at the end of Tanis, that they give out food for everybody, so that the aniyim should not be embarrassed. So they go and put out food for everyone. But what happens if the gaboy tzedakah are malinim boyas tzedakah? Meaning the aniyim come and say, come back tomorrow morning, then we're going to go and give you meals, not tonight. If you do that, as if you're taking away the lives, he might in fact chas v'shalom really be shefer damim if these aniyim have fasted the whole day and they have nothing to eat at night and you're not giving them the tzedakah, giving them the food, then chalila v'chas, it might be murder. The guy might die. So where do you learn this from? Shenemar tzedek nepasim aliasim mishpat tzedek yolinba. If you allow for the tzedek, the tzedakah, to be yolinba, I'm not giving it to you now, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow morning, v'yatam aratzim chas v'shalom, you could be ki'ilu shoivich dam. But the Gemara clarifies, where the custom in the community was to go and give them actual food at the end of the Tanis. If you delay that and say, come back tomorrow, I'll give you the food then, overnight the guy might not live. Well, if the custom was to give out at the end of the Tanis, zuzi, money, or chitavisari, or the raw product, the raw chitavisarium, there's no way that he can go 1, 2, 3, start eating, because the zuzi, most of the stores were already closed, or whoever the people that were selling the food items they were no longer available at night. So even if you don't get the zuzi at night, it doesn't make a difference, because anyway you couldn't go to the store to use it. The stores were closed. The food sellers all went home. So then anyway you have to use it the next morning. So then you don't say about that, that if you malina boys a tzedakah to the next morning, because he couldn't do anything with the money tonight. And the same thing applies to the chit vasari. You can't just in 10 minutes convert chit vasari into baked bread or into cake or something like that. It's a long process. You have to take the chit vasari and you have to go and take out whatever impurities. You have to remove the chaff. You're going to have to go and do dosh, and then you're going to have to go and grind it up. This is probably 6 hours, 12 hours, or whatever type of process. So anyway, you're not going to eat until the morning. So it's not considered to be chas v'sholom ki'ilu shefatam. Right, it says in the Mishnah, l'fichoch ein donin, because there is this din of malinim esadin, halon esadin, that you don't go and decide for conviction the same day, you have to go and wait overnight. Because of that, says the Mishnah, don't start a din Torah of a capital case on a Friday or on an Erev Yontif. Freitimura, why not? Explain to me why. My time. So the Mishnah lo yafsha, because it's impossible to go and start it on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif and end, if Chas V'Sholom this person needs to be convicted and sentenced, there's no way you're going to be able to do it. Because Heichel Levit, explain to me, what are we going to do? Lidaini b'mali shabsa, let's have the din Torah start on Friday morning. V'ligmer l'dinei b'mali shabsa, and let's finish it that day on Friday. That's good if you're going to acquit. That's great. This person's going to have probably the best Shabbos he's had in his whole life. But dil m'chazetam l'choiva, maybe they're going to decide Chas V'Sholom that it looks like we're going to Chas V'Sholom execute. U'bolamed halonis din, like we just said, from those two psukim of the Tzedek Yolinba or the Ashri Chomoitz. So you have to do halonis din. And what's going to do now? So u'bolamed halonis din, and you have to have halonis din. So what, you're going to say, okay, fine. Is the dining mimali shabsa, start the din Torah on Friday, v'ligmer b'shabata, and do the halonis din, and then Shabbos morning, after the chulent, after the kiddush, then the bezin should get together and finish off the proceedings today, v'ligmer b'shabata, and if chas v'sholom he has found that he is, unfortunately, he's guilty, then we're going to go and sentence him and convict him, and we're going to go and execute him on Shabbos. Chas v'sholom, ain't it tzicha deich l'shabbos. Now, when the Gemara uses the term Ritzicha, it's referring to the Bezdin. So you see how the Gemara looks upon a Bezdin that Chas V'Sholom needs to go and execute someone as if it's Cholila like Ritzicha. And the Gemara says elsewhere about a Sanhedrin that if Chas V'Sholom, they went and had to convict someone
two people
and execute.
70 years.
70 years is considered to be like a Sanhedrin of Ratzcha of Chas V'Sholom. But in other words, the Torah is so bending over backwards 100 times. And we've had so many different types of rais. One of the rais is halonis din, that we let them rethink the whole thinking. And of course, the whole fact that you can't have a majority of one, you have to have a majority of two. And so on and so forth. The Torah does whatever it can to try to save the person that is accused of a capital crime. Why do we say, Ein Ritzicha Doiches HaShabbos? We're going to talk about that in some detail on the Amid base. But Lamaisa, a Bezdin does not execute someone who was convicted of a capital crime on Shabbos. So that being the case, if you started your court case on Friday with the intention of finishing it off on Shabbos and then Chas V'Sholom killing the person at Shabbos, and now that'll kill the person at Shabbos. Okay, no, fine. Let them finish the Din Torah on Shabbos itself, and then Matzah Shabbos, let them go and Chas V'Sholom execute.
Sunday.
No, we're talking about Lo'arta means at night.
After
let
Havdala.
Him go and do it after Havdalah. And then we say to him, let him have the last kossi.
We can't do that. It's Shukash Neged HaShemesh.
Oh, very good, Brother Shai. What does it say? Lichta Li'arta? Neged HaShemesh Be'inon.
We're looking at the Gemara, but you're Becham for it.
No, he knows about that. Anyway, Lichta Li'arta is the Gemara. Neged HaShemesh Be'inon has to be done during the day. So you can't go and kill him at night. Okay. V'ligma L'dinah B'Shabbata. Finish off the Netoyin and Shabbos. And unfortunately, if we're going to convict him, we sentence him Nebuch Lachman Utzlan to death. And let's go and effect the death. In other words, let's go and Chas V'Sholom kill him on Sunday. That's called Ini Adin. Ini Adin is only post the sentence, post the verdict. Because otherwise you got to tell me every time you have Alana's din, isn't that Inuyas din? Because you have to wait another night to find out what his fate is. That's not called Inuyas din. That's called we're trying to go and save his life by giving yet another chance for the Dayanim to come up with good arguments to save him. Here, however, once the Bezin has issued its verdict, Lamisa, in any moment he says to himself, when is this going to happen? It's like a Shchimra. He's now thinking in terms of Vidoy, in terms of Shema Yisrael, in terms of going to Olam Ha'emes, all of those types of machshavos. So that's Ini Adin. You got to go and execute immediately. And if you're going to go and be Danim on Shabbos and decide, yes, Lamisa, and you're going to kill him on Sunday, that's Ini Adin. The Dainim Amali Shabbat and Nigmar Bechad Shabbat. I have a good idea. After all, Shabbos is a vacation day, so to speak. We don't work on Shabbos. So let them have the whole Din Torah on Friday. And then if they decide, Chas V'Shalom, Nebuch L'choiva, don't go and be goyme the next day on Shabbos. Do halana sedin of an extra night, two nights, both Friday night and Motzei Shabbos, and continue the Din Torah on Sunday. Says Yomorim, Minshu Tamayu. If there's going to be a two-day a vacation in between from Friday until Sunday, then the Dayanim may forget all of the Svaris and the Mekoyrais that they originally brought up to support their point of view. You're going to tell me, didn't we learn the Gemara yesterday? That's why you have two stenographers. The stenographers write down very clearly, what did Rabbi Smith say and what did Rabbi Jones say? And did they say Lechoyvet? Did they say Leschus? That's why we had two separate ones. That one is writing down all of those that are in favor of schus of acquittal, and the other stenographer writes down all the names of the rabbis and their arguments for kert, for mechayev chas v'shalom to convict. So then they won't forget. Sunday morning they'll take out the copies of what the stenographers wrote. Oh, I see that. Oh, that's my argument. Boy, the stenographer is very smart. He wrote it down in great detail. Says the Gemara in the Hidde Bepuma Kasvin. Yes, you can easily go and record and write down what somebody said with his mouth. A believer, the inshi, what the person had in his heart, that you cannot write down. Nobody can go and see in the heart of the individual. It's Hashem Yir Laleva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu can go and see in the heart. Is this person mean it lishma? Is this person, is this a fraud? Is this true? What is he really thinking? So the words that the person verbalized, that you can write down. But his thinking process, that you cannot write down. And therefore, libid inshi, it's a little bit on a play of words, because libid inshi means the lave of people, inshi can be forgotten. So we use the term inshi twice with two different interpretations, two different definitions. Libid inshi, the lave of people, inshi, you can forget by not recording it what the Dayanim really had in mind. So therefore, Sunday morning, you got to collect the Dayanim together, you're going to basically have to start the Din Torah all over again from scratch. Because although each rabbi sees what they said back on Friday, but they don't see the background in terms of the machshava that the rabbi had when the stenographer went and recorded this. So therefore we give all different types of possibilities in starting on Friday. So therefore, don't start a Din Torah of nefashis on Friday or on Erev Yat. With this we conclude this shtikala, and you can put a period here. We're going to get back shortly on the Amud Beis. Why do you say that Ein Ritzicha Doichas HaShabbos? Maybe since this happens to be a mitzvah incumbent on the Bezin, that once they decide that someone needs to be executed, maybe one should execute even on Shabbos. Really on Shabbos? You're going to be over all of these mitzvahs loisaseis and Shabbos mitzvahs aseis. The Gemara is going to learn it from a Kal V'Chomer on the Amud Beis. But as an introduction to that Kal V'Chomer, we start off with an unrelated Kal V'Chomer, and we're going to shortly get to this inyan of the Kal V'Chomer that Ritzicha should be Doiches HaShabbos after all. Amli Rishlok Shazab Yoichanan, Utehei Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Doiches HaShabbos Mi Kal V'Chomer. Let us say that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doiches HaShabbos. What does that mean? Person is walking down the street on Shabbos Kodesh, he sees Nebuch a mess lying there in the street. He calls out, is anybody related to this mess? Is anybody taking care of this mess? Chevra Kadisha, anybody around? Minutes pass, nobody responds. Now it becomes incumbent upon him to see that this mess should be properly buried. That is Sunday through Friday. If it happens to be Shabbos and you see Nebuchadnezzar lying dead in the street, there is no inyan of going to be koiva that day. In fact, there's an inyan not to be koiva that day. You wait until Matzah Shabbos and then call the Chevra Kedisha, spend the money, do it after it has to be done to be koiva. Frank Timura, why is that? Why don't we say the Kavurus Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos? After all, we're talking about a Nes, Rachmana Litzlan. It's terrible. It's nivul. Nebuch, the person, the body is deteriorating. It may already be Nebuch a stench. 1, 2, 3. No. Kavurus Meis Mitzvah is not Doicha Shabbos. Well, it should be Mikal B'chayma. What's the Kal B'chayma? Umadach Avoida Shedoicha Shabbos. There's a void in the base of Migdash that's Deicha Shabbos. Which void is Deicha Shabbos?
Tamid.
The carbon Tamid was the carbon Musaf. In fact, you can only bring the carbon Musaf on Shabbos. You can't bring the carbon Musaf on Sunday. Over Zmanoi,
Bartel Karbonoi.
So it's got to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, a void, as we see, therefore, in a sense, is stronger than Shabbos. But Kvuris Meis Mitzah, Deicha Isa. Kvuris Meis Mitzah is Deicha Avoid. If a Kohen is getting ready to do the avoid in the base of Migdash, and we tell him that there is a meis mitzvah, he has to drop everything and run to do the kvuris meis mitzvah. And so therefore, what the Gemara is going to conclude on the Amid Beis, we're going to have several lines in between, but just to get the full idea of the Kal V'chaymah, we start off with that avoid is Deicha Shabbos, so Shabbos is the lowest, if you will, on the totem pole for these purposes. Avoid is one rung above, the avoid in the base Migdash. But kvuris meis mitzvah is Deicha avoid, as we'll soon see, mivelachoy, say from Adrasha, if that's the case. Of course, Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida, and Avoida is one rung above Shabbos, then certainly the din, of course, Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos. Now, what does it mean that, of course, Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Oisa Mivelachoy? Kinesani, it says by a nozir. So by the nozir, there's initially one pasuk that says, Al Nefesh Meis Le'yavoy. He's not allowed to be Metama to any Nefesh, to anybody. And right after that, it continues on in the pasuk, "Li'oviv uli'imoy, li'achiv v'la'choisay, li'itam lehem b'moisa." The obvious question is, Reboisay, I already said a moment ago, "Al nefesh meis li'ovay." That's all inclusive, all the vashes li'ovay. What does the pasuk have to add? Don't forget, not the oviv, not the imoy, not the achiv, not the choisay, ma'atam alayim. So now the Gemara leaves out about 10 lines of text in this brisa. What the Braisa says is, what happens if you have a Nazir, the Nebuch Meis Lemes, that you have a very close family relation. And therefore he says, I want to go and be Metama. No. The Torah says, La'aviv, even if it's your father, you're not going to be Metama. But I don't need that. I have the Pasuk, Al Nefesh Meis Le'ovay. Anybody. So the Aviv, lo yitama. Avala Meis Mitzvah, yes, he's allowed to be Metama. Well, that's only because he's just a Nazir. What happens if he's a Nazir and also a Kohen? So he has two Kedushas. So I would think, says the Gemara, maybe he should be Metama to a relative. Chas Shom, he can't be Metama to the Imoy. What do I need the Imoy for? I already have on Nefesh Meis Le'Yavay. To say the Imoy ain't a Metama. Aval Meis Mitzvah, even though he has two Kedushas, Nazir and Kohen, be Metama. Okay, what happens if he's now a Nazir, not just a Kohen? He's a Kohen Gadol. Wow, three Kedushas. Nazir, Kohen Gadol. If it happens to be a family member, Li'achiv, forget about it. Al Nefesh Meis Le'Yavay, don't. Why does it have to repeat Li'achiv? Li'achiv, ain't a Metama. Al Metama, hu le'Meis Mitzvah, even though he has all three Kedushas. Now what do we do with now V'Lachoy? So there's no more Kedusha that we can go and add. But we can go and add Mitzvahs. What is the Mitzvah that we're going to say? Ma Tam Le'Meis V'Lachoy, say, Har Shohiyahoy, Lech Lishchid Es Pitzchiv V'Lomul Es Bidnoi. What happens if this Nazir Kohen Gadol was going to shechit his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, or Baruch Hashem he just had a son and he's now going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila? Why do we pick on these two? Because these are only
mitzvahs. Aseh Shechai B'Koris, if you don't do them.
These are very, very chomerdik mitzvahs, not just your regular mitzvah. Okay, then do a mitzvah. These Chashom these Koris, if you don't do the mitzvah, it's curtains, so to speak. V'shem Hashem Eislim Mes. And he hears that a close relative, says Rashi, Kroivoy passed away. Yochel Yitama, I would think that he should be Metama. No! Amris lo Yitama. That's why the Pasuk says, La'achoyisai lo Yitama. Yochel Kishem Shein Metama la'achoyisai. Kachin Metama le'meis mitzvah. Just like you don't go Metama to achoyisai. Maybe you shouldn't be Metama to meis mitzvah. La'achoyisai la'achoyisai. Who'd any Metama? A Metama le'meis mitzvah. So what do I see from this lengthy drasha? I see from this that even if a person is a nazir and he's a kohen gadol and it's erev Pesach and he's going to go and shech the korban Pesach, he's going to do avodah. What's the halacha? Yemetama lemeis mitzvah. Oh, so I see that meis mitzvah is more chomer than avodah, and avodah we said before is more chomer than Shabbos. Then Shabbos shenitches from the avodah. Shabbos, which is nitchum, they avoid. In that, we bring the carbon tomlin, about carbon musaf every single Shabbos. So avoid is more chomer. And nevertheless, kfuras meitz mitzvah is doicha avoida. And the din should take kfuras meitz mitzvah doicha oisa. Therefore, the chari kfuras meitz mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos. Amalei, this is what Rish Lakish asked to Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan answers back. Retzicha toichiach. I'll bring you a raya that your kal v'chomer is faulty. What's the hoichacha? Because retzicha again means that the Bez and Chas HaShom is going to execute someone that deserves to be executed. She doicha savoida, retzicha is doicha avoida. Where do we see the retzicha doicha savoida? So Gemara is going to quote shortly, and Rashi already quotes it this time, because it said in the pasuk, me'im mizbechi tikochenu lomus. If Chas HaShom, you have a koyin who is suspected Nebuch of being a roitzayach, you don't say, okay, well, he's busy with kabbonis now. Let him finish the kabbonis, and at the end of the day, or when he finishes with the carbon, then we'll take him to Bezin. No. We schlep him away and say, mister, you let the avoida be done by the other kahanim. We are taking you now to the Bezin, and if Chas HaShom, he'll be convicted, and we'll be, Chas HaShom will kill him. That's Ritzicha is doiches avoida. So Ritzicha toichiach doiches avoida. However, Ritzicha Bezin does not execute on Shabbos. So you see that you can have something which is Doicha the Avoida, and it's not Doicha Shabbos. Same thing is, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida, but it's not Doicha Shabbos. And that's the introduction why we brought this Gemara, because now the Gemara asks, maybe Ritzicha Gufa Tidchas the Shabbos Mikav V'Chayim. Maybe Taka Bezin should execute Chas V'Sholem, even on Shabbos, someone who has been convicted. What would be the svara? Rabbi, you have a question?
How can a kohen gadol be a nazir? He has to take a higher hand. He's not allowed to serve
every week.
With uncut hair.
Every day.
No, this is the king.
King is every day.
Kohen gadol every week and kohen gadol every 30 days. It's the second parak of our Masechta.
Okay, well, that'd be a say and no sasay.
Good question.
It'd be a say and no sasay.
So our brother Shai tells us, l'chor we have an esem at aloy sasa. What's the esem at aloy sasa? That a nozir, number one, gadol pera sa'ar roishoy, kodeshia gadol pera sa'ar roishoy, so that means he's not allowed to go and take a haircut. At the same time, that by a kohen gadol, that's based on a posik where the Gemara says that the kohen gadol has to look very pretty. By the king it says, melech v'yofyoy techza neinecha. And by a kohen gadol, there's a similar pasuk. So I don't know that that pasuk even rises to the level of a loy sasa, that he's not allowed to go and cut his hair less frequently than every week. But whatever it is, but the inyan of a nazir would override whatever concern of the kohen gadol. Yeah, in a, like an esafik loy sasa.
He put himself in a position that's optional.
There, the Torah doesn't prohibit a kohen gadol from becoming a nazir. Anybody can become a nazir.
He can become a nazir, and then he was made kohen gadol. Suddenly, the previous kohen gadol died, and they needed a kohen gadol, and he was still in his naziris, so he's a nazir before he's kohen gadol.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
There's nothing wrong with... He's just the most qualified person, but he happened to be a nazir at that moment.
You remind me of a story. One time I was in a shul between Mincha and Maariv. The rabbi was giving a shir, and for some reason he was talking about Hilchas Naziris. And he was talking to the Olam, and he was talking about a nazir, and somebody asked a question whether a lady can also become a nazira. And he said, I'm not sure, I'm going to have to really check it out. So I didn't say anything to him, but after the shir was over, I went to him, by the way, in Parshas Nasi, it says, Ish oy isha ki yafli linder neder nazir lahazir lashem. So it appears that a woman can be a nazira, and he was a little bit, shall I say, embarrassed. However, I didn't do it publicly. I just told them on a private level. Yoshkoyach, thank you for telling it to me. Because otherwise it would be very embarrassing. Right. That's a facial problem.
Isn't it your bar mitzvah, Sedra?
Yes, but that wasn't the same story. It was about 50 years later.
So that was Torah with Bar Torah.
What was the last... Yes, sir.
What is the last step? I didn't get it. Why he doesn't do it? Shabbos is the last thing that.
Okay, so we wanted to go the Kfuras and Meis is Doicha Shabbos. How is it Doicha Shabbos? We have three rungs on the ladder, so to speak.
Right.
The lowest rung is Shabbos. Shabbos is holy. But vis a vis Avoida, it's considered to be less than Avoida because Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. Well, how do we see Avoida is Doicha Shabbos? The Karm Tobin, the Karm Muslim, if you bring on Shabbos, the Avoida is strong. What's the din of Kfuras Meis Mitzvah? Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida. How do I know Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoida? I have a pasuk v'la'achoyse. L'achoyse hu de'ena metama. Don't be metama l'achoyse. I'm metama l'meis mitzvah. Why am I metama l'meis mitzvah? This Kohen Gadol Nazir is going to go and lishchot es ha-pesach. He's about to go and shech korban pesach. I don't care if he's going to do shech korban pesach. Meis mitzvah is greater than that avoida of the korban pesach. Korban pesach mitzvah asay she'yesh by karis. Yes, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is great. Ah, so Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is greater than Avoid. Avoid is greater than Shabbos. So therefore, the din of Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doiches a Shabbos. And if you walk on the street on Shabbos, you see Chas V'Shalom Meis Mitzvah, you should go and say, I don't care about Shabbos, I have to do Meis Mitzvah. So it would appear from this Kal V'Chaimer. So Gemara, the din of Ritzicha B'Shabbos is Teichiach. What means Teichiach? Since we know by Ritzicha that it's not Doiches, start again. Even though Ritzicha is Doiches Avoida, so Ritzicha therefore is on the highest rung, it's Doiches Avoida. And Avoida is Doiches Shabbos, so the Chari I should say Ritzicha, and therefore it's also Doiches Shabbos. No. Ritzicha Teichiach, Doiches Avoida, and Doiches Shabbos. So you see that even though you can have something which is stronger than Avoida, and Avoida is stronger than Shabbos, nevertheless it's not Doiches Shabbos. So just like Ritzicha is not Doiches Shabbos, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is also not Doiches Shabbos. So far, so good. In other words, Teichiach means it shows that your logic vis-a-vis the Kal V'Chaimer, we have a Pircha. Pircha means a Kasha on your logic. Because if your logic was totally sound, that anything which is greater than Avoida automatically is Doicha Shabbos, which is less than Avoida, then you should say the same thing Legabi Ritzicha. Ritzicha is obviously greater than Avoida because we schlep a marei min im mizbechiti kochan alamas, so Ritzicha is greater than Avoid. And Avoid is greater than Shabbos, then Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. But that's not the case. So you see that just because something is greater than Avoid, and Avoid is greater than Shabbos, you don't automatically come to the conclusion, then Kfuras Meis Mitzvah must be Doicha Shabbos since it's Doicha the Avoid. But now the question is, what's bothering you and all of us, maybe we should say Taka Ritzicha one second. Ritzicha, no problem. Ritzicha Gufa Tirchas Shabbos Mikav B'chayim. Maybe Ritzicha Shadaka, you ought to be Doicha Shabbos from Kavachayim. What does that mean that Ritzicha is Doicha Shabbos from Kavachayim? So we go through a very similar line of reasoning that we just went through now. And what is that? Ma avoidish Doicha Shabbos. You know, avoidish Doicha Shabbos. Heavy carbon Tomid, heavy carbon Musaf, Doicha Shabbos. But Ritzicha Doicha Isah, Ritzicha is greater than that avoidah. How do I know the Ritzicha? Again, Ritzicha means that the Bezin is commanded to execute someone that deserves to be executed. What's the din? Ritzicha doicha isa. It comes to avoida, Ritzicha is doichit, shenema mi'im mizbechit kachan alamas. Even though the Kohen is there, he's in the middle of the Zrika Saddam, he's in the middle of Shechita, he's doing whatever needs to be done. What do we say to him? Mr. Kohen,
You're under arrest.
That was schlepping. Let me finish all the Zrikas Adam. No, give it to Beryl Yankel, the other Kohen. We're schlepping you out. But is the avoid is so holy? Yeah, but Ritzicha is Doicha Avoid. So that, therefore, we start off, Avoid is Doicha Shabbos. Every Karman Tomet, every Karman Musaf is Doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is Doicha Avoid. Since Shabbos is on the lowest rung of these three, it's beneath Avoida. So therefore, Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. We should be able to be Goymer the court proceedings on Shabbos, and then Chas V'Shalom execute that individual on Shabbos based on this Kal V'Chaimer. Amar Rava, when Rava heard this, he said, "You good gefragt." The Kvar Paska Tanit Veri Shmuel. Tanit Veri Shmuel already answered your kasha. Where? Tanit Veri Shmuel. Veisavaru Eish B'chol Meish V'Seichem V'Yoyim HaShabbos Ma tam loimer, what do we need this pasuk for? I'll tell you, says Rabbi Shmuel. What we need this pasuk for is to tell you that you do not do Ritzicha on Shabbos. Bezdin does not execute on Shabbos. We still don't know exactly
fire on Shabbos.
Exactly. Where do we know this from? For this pasuk of Sevar Oesh, we still have to develop it. But that's what the Gemara's teretz is. Tanur Yishmael says, I have a Feirish pasuk, no Ritzicha on Shabbos. Bezdin is not allowed to convict. From this pasuk, Frey Timura, he's saying, Sevar Oesh, ma tam aloima. We all know what the Savaru Eish comes to tell us. Iler b'yoysi l'lav yotzis, iler m'nosin l'chalik yotzis. Kid is signing like we have the famous price. Havar l'lav yotzis, iler b'yoysi m'nosin l'chalik yotzis. What do these words mean? As we know, Havara is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos on Shabbos. Now the Lamed Tes Melachos, we know we learn it from the Mishkan. The question is, why does the Torah isolate l'savaru Eish? After all, what are some of the standard Malachas, Lamed Tes Malachas. You have Harisha, you have Zriya, you have Kitzira, Boirer. Do you have numerous psukim going through each and every one of them? Say, Lo Yisachru Ish B'Shabbos, B'chol Moish V'Seichem, B'chol Yer M'Shabbos. Does it say, Lo Yisizru, B'chol Moish V'Seichem, Yer M'Shabbos? Does it go and say, Lo Yisikzru? Does it say, Lo Yisishketu? Does it say, Lo Yisavaru? All of these Yisurim, all the Lamed Tes Malachas, doesn't say about any one of them this magic singling and isolating it, Leisavaru, Eish, Bechol, Meshasechem, Meir, Meshabbos. So why, Taka, is there a special lav, Leisavaru, Eish? So we have a machlokes now between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Yossi says something which is almost unbelievable, that even though generally, we talk about a person who's Machal Shabbos, Chas Hashem, he does have been mazed with Asra. He gets Skila, he gets Misa. That's only on 38 of the 39. On Havara, he only is Oiver Alav. Yeah, Oiver Alav, you get Malkus. You go and shmeis him 39 times maximum. But you don't get Koris and you don't get Skila. That's the Chiddush. That's why the Torah went and identified and isolated the Savaro. I should tell you, this is different than all the other 38. Azei Zot, Reb Yossi. Reb Nosen says, L'chalik Yotz. What means L'chalik Yotz? Because what happens if a person's Machal Shabbos? What's the din? Skila, Mitkores, and Vitoz, Vishoygig, you have to bring Kor Machatos. I might think that to be Oiver, maybe you have to go and be Oiver all 39. Now Rashi doesn't focus on the mazid part, he focuses more on the shoygig part. And there's a din of bringing a korm chatos. What means a korm chatos? Of all the 36 krisis in which are enumerated in the first Mishnah and Mesechtas krisis, 34 of them, if you do a bishoygig, you have to bring korm chatos. Two of them you don't, because those two are mitzvah asay and not mitzvah
Pesach,
which we just spoke about a couple of minutes ago, milim pesach. But otherwise, any time there's an iser, which is a lav, which has a lav sheyesh by koris, that's if it's been mazed. If you did a bishoygig, you have to bring a korban chatzos. Now, one of those dinim, of course, is hilchos Shabbos. That if been mazed, you did it without hasra, this koris. If you did a bishoygig, you have to bring a korban chatzos. So, kadaita chamina, perhaps, you only have to bring a korban chatzos if you're over all 39 behelim achas. Behelim achas means you didn't know that today was Shabbos, and you went through the list of all 39, and you made sure to be over all 39 b'shaygi. You did Azriya, Mitacharisha, Mitaktira, the whole 9 yards, all 39 together. Maybe only then you're over, not that you're over, only then do you have to bring a korban chatos, kamash malan, lisvaru esh lechalik yotzis, to tell you that on any one of the 39, if you do b'shaygi and Shabbos, you have to go and bring a korban chatos. So that being the case, what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? Lisavaru Eish Matam Aloimer. What do you mean Matam Aloimer? This has already been established many years ago. Matam Aloimer Rabbi Yosi Lelav Yotz Rabbi Nosson Lechalik Yotz. Kidisad Yavor Lelav Yotz Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Nosson Lechalik Yotz. Ela Amarava, what was bothering Tanav Rabbi Shmuel that he said Matam Aloimer Lisavaru Eish? I'll tell you what's bothering him. He's not bothered by the Lisavaru Eish. That's Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Nosson. What he's bothered is that the pasuk continues on, L'savaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Now what typically does mean b'chol moish v'yseichem? Says Rashi, means wherever Jews are living. It doesn't have to be dafkin Yerushalayim. It doesn't even have to be in Tel Aviv or B'nei Brak. Even if they live in America, in Chitz L'Oretz, Cholmosh Veseichem, you have the dinim of Shabbos Kodesh. So Freik the Gemara, Freik the Chavi Shema, Tana, Moshavis Kashale, Moshavis Ma Tamaloymer. Why does the Pasuk need to say Moshavis? Mechze Shabbos Chivis HaGufi, V'Chivis HaGuf Neheges Bein Ba'aretz Bein Mechutzlar. It's a Chodova Pashit. What means it's a Chivis HaGuf? Says Rashi, there are many mitzvahs which are called mitzvahs Hatluyois Ba'aretz, such as the din of Shemitah, that you're not allowed to work the land, or the dinim of Peiros throughout the 7 years, even without Shemitah. Anytime you plant a brand new tree, for the first 3 years, it's Orla. After that, or separate from that, is make sure when you're planting that you don't have two crops next to each other. Kalayim. You have the potential of Kalayim. And every year when you have your harvest, you have to go and give Trumas and Maestras, and so on and so forth. All of these halachas, says Rashi, only apply in Eretz Yisrael, because the mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz. They are dependent on, they're attached to the land. When it says in the pasuk mechol meshveseichem, that means even a chutz laretz. Now, of course, Shabbos is noyheges bein ba'aretz bein chutz laretz, because that's not a mitzvah tluya bekarka, mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. That's a mitzvah tluya beguf, that you yourself are not allowed to write, and you're not
it's
allowed
on the gavra.
It's on the gavra, not on the chet. Okay, very good. So, Ibazoi, that's what's bothering Rabbi Shmuel. My Shabbos is because Rachman alamali. So, Mishem Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmud Achad. I'll tell you why it says because it says in the pasuk here beish chet mavis chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisa oisay al eitz. If you have a person the chas v'sholom was over the din of an avera which chas v'sholom gets the person skila, what's the din? Then chas v'sholom you have to go and hang him up on the eitz. Loi solin nivlosay al eitz. Kavod tikberena b'yay mahu kikilas alikim toli. Don't allow him to hang forever. 1, 2, 3. Only exception have was those 7 in a shul, like we discussed at the beginning of the daf. So now, when it says in the pasuk, "Yeh beish chet mishpat mavis," v'humas means that the bezdin has to go and kill him. Rachman Litzlan has to execute him. Shemei ani bein b'chol b'mishabes. The pasuk doesn't have any limitation. "Yeh beish chet mishpat mavis." He committed a sin for which the mishpat, the punishment is death, v'humas. He should be executed. So maybe he should be executed as soon as possible. Especially you don't want Ini Adin. Do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos. And killing someone on Shabbos, you're being Mechal the Shabbos. That's Uba Mishar Malachas. Chutz Mises Bezin. Any other type of Malacha, other than Mises Bezin, because that's a Tzivoy that Kodesh Baruch Hu said. Bezin, that's your mitzvah. So maybe they should even kill on Shabbos. Or maybe the din of Mechalel Mois Yumas includes Mrs. Bezin. Yeah. That's also being Mechal Shabbos.
Right, because Shechita is one of the Apollos.
Avada. Umani Mekayim V'humas. What does V'humas mean then? Bechal. Avaloi B'Shabbos. Mean Bechal and not on Shabbos. Which would be, of course, the Pasha Pshat. Oy, ain't El Afilu B'Shabbos. Or maybe even B'Shabbos as well. Now you're wondering, why would I say that Afilu B'Shabbos? Says Rashi, based on the Kal B'Choyme that we had before, that Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. Madach Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is the lowest on the rung. Then Avoida is higher. And Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida because we slap away the Koyamim is Vechitika Chedul Lamos. So if Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, we should say the Ritzicha is Doicha Shabbos. And so therefore, maybe Taka, when it says in the Pasuk, Yeh V'ish Chet Mishmavet V'humas, even on Shabbos, Tam Haloimar, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's why I need Loisavaro Eish Bechol Moishvoi Seichem. So where do I see that we don't do the Tzich on Shabbos? Because
yeah.
Alonu Oima have another Pasuk. Voyu Eilu Lechem Lechukas Mishpat Ledoire Seichem Bechol Moishvoi Seichem. Now who is this Pasuk addressed to? Lechukas Mishpat Ledoire Seichem Bechol Moishvoi Seichem. Obviously it's addressed to Bezin. We're talking about Chukas Mishpat. So Ma Moishovis Omu Lehalon Bezdin. And we're saying Bezdin, this is a chukas mishpat throughout Klal Yisrael. Bezin, you got to do what you got to do in terms of enforcing and implementing all the laws of the Torah. Ah, so Moshavos means Bezdin. Ah, Moshavos Omer Kan, when it says Lo Yisvaru Eish B'chol Moshvay Seichem B'yoyim HaShabbos, it doesn't mean B'chol Moshvay Seichem even in my house, in your house, in the Chutz Laretz. It means in the house of Bezdin. The Yom Rachman and the Torah say Bezdin 6 days a week. Execute Shabbos. Even in Bezin Shtibel, don't make a fire. What means don't make a fire? Says Rashi, that means don't chas v'sholom give someone sreifa, which is one of the four mitzvahs best. The pasuk taka doesn't say the other three, but zug l'mafarshim kol davar sheyotzeh min haklal lo lamed al atzmo yotzeh el lamed al klal kula yotzeh, and therefore the Torah is saying that one of the four mitzvahs bezin lo yisavaru eish b'chol mitzvaseichem in bezin on Shabbos v'yom haShabbos. So therefore, the same thing applies to the other three mitzvahs bezin as well. Don't execute on Shabbos. So bottom line is, we started off with maybe we can go and make a kal v'chomer that ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos, because after all, avoida is doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is doicha avoida, so ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos as well. Says Yimar, in terms of the kal v'chomer is impeccable. However, we have a pasuk which overrides the kal v'chomer. This pasuk says no, ritzicha not doicha Shabbos, because it says moish v'seichem, moish v'seichem. So we're telling even the bezdin isvaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. Since ritzicha, even though it's doicha avoida, it's not doicha Shabbos, so you cannot ask anymore the original kal v'chomer. Let kfuris meis mitzvah be doicha Shabbos. After all, avoida is greater than Shabbos. Kfuris meis mitzvah is greater than avoida, so let kfuris meis mitzvah be doicha Shabbos. However, ritzicha toichiach, we see from ritzicha that just because something is doicha avoida, and that avoida is doicha Shabbos, don't jump to conclusions that therefore it's the ritzicha is doicha Shabbos. Oh, so if ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos, because moish v'seichem, moish v'seichem, kfuris meis mitzvah is also not going to go and be doicha Shabbos because of this pircha from Ritzich.
But that's a jump. To say that meis mitzvah, so we're trying to show meis mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos because Ritzich is not doicha Shabbos.
It's you know, there's just a pircha in the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer that you're trying to make.
The kal v'chomer is on Ritzich, because we have a pasuk for Ritzicha because lo sevaru eish and all the mitzvahs bezin.
Absolutely.
I'm saying, we don't have that pasuk for Mises best for Mace Mitzvah.
No question.
We don't have that pasuk for Mace Mitzvah, so the Kal V'chomer is intact for Mace Mitzvah. So Mace Mitzvah should doche Shabbos.
What we're trying to do is, anytime you have a Kal V'chomer, Kal V'chomer says, if something is Kal, and that's the din, it's certainly the Chomish that should
be the din.
So if Avoida, which is the Kal, vis-a-vis Kfuris Mace Mitzvah, then certainly, or just with the other.
No, Shabbos is Kal vis-a-vis Avoda, and Avoda is Kal vis-a-vis Ritzicha, but Ritzicha, because the Pasuk is not Doche Avoda, and not
Doche. And therefore, that shows that this Kal v'chomer logic doesn't work. Kal v'chomer is a logical
construction, but the point is that this Kal v'chomer is on the
page. I know, it's ridiculous.
It's how we, so this is the critical logical jump, the rhetorical jump, to go from Ritzicha of Bezdin, Mises Bezdin, to go for Meis Mitzvah. But Meis Mitzvah is in its own Parsha. Meis Mitzvah, perforce, doesn't have any Bezdin, any authority around it. That's why it's falling on the individual to bury the body. So how are we jumping from a formality of Bezdin and now going to Meis Mitzvah?
Everything you're saying is perfect.
But so I don't understand how this jump happens.
So the jump happens because the real question that you're asking is on any Pircha that you have on any Kal V'chomer throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, you have numerous Kal V'chomers, and each time the Gemara said, no, because we have a Pircha. That Pircha very often is based on Psukim like you have over here.
Exactly.
So you're asking a global Shas Kasha. And the answer is that because Hashem Yisbarach has shown us in the Parsha of Ritzicha that this Kal V'chomer logic doesn't work, because based on logic, I would say Ritzicha is Taka Doicha Shabbos. Because after all, Ritzicha is Doicha Avoid, and Avoid is Doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. Since the Pasuk said, no, Kal V'chomers like this don't work. So it's not just limited to this particular Kal V'chomer in the case of Ritzicha. This is like a Dover Yotzim the Kal, Lamed Al Atzim Yotzim, Lamed Al
Kal.
All Kal V'chomers of this genre, of this type, all fall away because I have a Pircha. I see that Ritzicha, even though it's Doicha Avoid, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So similarly, even though Kfor is Meis Mitzvah, it's Doicha Avoid, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So that's where we end at this point. Now, Omer Abaye. And Abaye says, I have the following interesting thought. And that is, let us say that the din of Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamus is only talking about a carbon yachid, and not talking about a carbon tzibur. A carbon yachid, which is a lesser kedusha in a sense. Why is it lesser kedusha? Because particularly yachid is bringing his carbon. However, a carbon tzibur, where the whole tzibur Klal Yisrael, they have to bring this carbon, such as a carbon tamid, a carbon musaf. Maybe over there the mimis b'chid chen olamis doesn't apply, and therefore maybe we can make a kal b'chomer after all. So Amar Abaye, 10 lines to the bottom. Hashdi amris ein retzicha doiches haShabbos. Let us go and say that ein retzicha doiches avoide mikal b'chomer. Let us say the retzicha is not doich avoide. What means the retzicha is not doich avoide? If a kohen is doing the avoide next to the mizbeach, he's in the middle of shchita, zrika, whatever, halacha, sadam, what have you, go and schlep him out from, no, let us say, ein retzicha doich avoide, you gotta wait until he's finished with the avoide. What's the kal b'chomer? Umadach Shabbos. Shenitches mitnei avoide. Shabbos is on the lowest rung vis-a-vis the avoide. But ein retzicha doich oisa. We just got finished saying, moish v'seichem. Retzicha is not doich Shabbos. Avoide shi doich is a Shabbos. Avoide which is more chomer than Shabbos. That's on a higher rung. Der chavada ein adin shalei tehei retzicha doich oisa. Retzicha should not be doich. And we should have to go and say to the executioner or to the court marshal, the court sheriff, Mr. Wait, give him another 10 minutes. He has to finish the Zrika Saddam. He has to finish the Avoida. And then you'll go and take him to the Bezin. So, L'choira, I should go and say, based on this Kal B'chomer, Hein Adin Shalei Tehei Retzicha Doi Choysa. One second. That the Pesach says, take him immediately. Don't wait 5 minutes. Maybe someone talking about a Karmen Yachid. Because the whole Kal B'chomer over here is based on the Avoida being Doi Choshabbos. Which avoid is doich Shabbos? Only a carbon tamid or a carbon musaf?
There's no carbon yachin on Shabbos.
Exactly. So therefore, since there's no carbon yachin on Shabbos, that's why we say.
So
we
go through the
Abayis
Kavuchomer again.
Okay, let's see inside. Hash the amris ein retzicha doich. Let us say now we're starting the Kavuchomer that ein retzicha doich avoid. Let's say that any time a kohen is being accused chas v'sholem of a crime for which he gets misa, let's go and say, don't be doicha avoida, let the kohen finish off his avoida. Even we know that's not the halacha. The halacha is, mimiz mechiti chen olamas, you schlep him immediately by the avnet and you schlep him aros. However, let us say, based on the kal v'chaim, that ein retzicha doicha avoida. Let him finish the avoida. What's the kal v'chaim? Madach Shabbos, shen nitchus mne avoida. Shabbos on the lowest row. It's nitchus mne avoida. What type of avoida? Avoida is tzibur. Ein retzicha doicha isa. We just got finished saying because of moish v'seichem. The retzicha is not doicha Shabbos. Avoida shi doicha is a Shabbos. Avoida which is more chomer than Shabbos because it's doicha Shabbos. Then avada ein nedin shloi tehei retzicha isa. We should say the retzicha is not stronger than avoida, and we should go and say that we do not schlep the kohen away from the mizbeach when he's in the midst of doing avoida. So let us go and paskin that way. That in fact that Retzich is not doicha avoider. Isachdu apasim in mitzvah tichen alom was retzich is doicha avoider. We're going to say that's only talking about carbon yachid,
which always is not on Shabbos. It's never on Shabbos.
Exactly.
There's two types of avoda. There's avodas on Shabbos, which is
avoda sibur,
and avoda sibur, and avoda on Shabbos, and there's avoda of chol.
Right.
So there's two different subcategories of avoda.
Exactly. So therefore, the Gemara says, let's take the pasuk of Midrachit Chanolamas and only apply it to one subcategory. Right. And that's the case of the carbon yachid. There, yash, lep him away. Right. Somebody else to bring the carbon yachid. But carbon tzibur, that's so much more kedusha. It's achiv and klayis. I have to bring it every day. Carbon musa, you have to bring every single Shabbos. Maybe we would give that preference over the din of retzicha of the bezin and tell the bezin to get away.
We do, because the bezin doesn't meet on Shabbos to enforce execution.
No, 100%. But this now is talking about the middle of the week as well.
We're extending avoda Shabbos to avoda to.
No, we're talking about avoda generally.
Okay.
How we again look at the Kal V'chomer again? What's the Kal V'chomer? Let us go and say that ein retzicha doiches avoida. It's now Wednesday morning, Tuesday morning, and the kohen gadol, not the kohen, a regular kohen. Mm-hmm. Kohen is bringing the carbon in the basement. Mm-hmm. What carbon is bringing? Mm-hmm. Carbon tamid. There's no carbon musaf on Tuesday and Wednesday, unless of course it's Yom Tov. But if Shchayit is good, but otherwise no musaf. So we just bring the carbon tamid. He's in the middle of bringing the carbon tamid. So if I would ask you, I heard about this kohen that chas v'sholom, maybe he was mechal Shabbos, maybe he's retzeach, maybe what should we do? Should we schlep him away in the middle of the avoida, or should we let him finish doing the avoida? So you're going to tell me, said in the pasuk, mizbechi techen olamos, schlep him away immediately. No, I'm telling you, don't schlep him away immediately. Let him finish the avoida. Why? I make a kal v'chomer. Ein retzicha doicha avoida mikal v'chomer. Madach Shabbos. If it was Shabbos, avoid is stronger than Nidchum. They avoid it. But in Ritzicha Doicha Isa, Ritzicha is not Doicha the Avoida, then Avoida she Doicha se Shabbos, Nachmon. O ma Shabbos and Nidchum, they avoid the in Ritzicha Doicha Isa. Shabbos, which is Nidchum, it's lowest rung. Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos, because I learned from Moshe Seichem, Ritzicha is not Doicha Shabbos. Doesn't, don't execute on Shabbos. Avoida, which is stronger, she Doicha se Shabbos, much stronger than Shabbos, because you bring the Kabbonis on Shabbos. Ain't a din, then for sure, shalei tehei ritzicha doicha isa, that ritzicha should not be doicha avoida, even during the week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. So let us go and say that ritzicha is not doicha avoida. Ah, yisachdu apasim yim mizrachi, that's all about a karmi yachin. But a karmin tzibur, that in fact is bulletproof, which is so strong, it's carbon tzibur, maybe in fact you don't have a din of retzicha being doicha that avoid. That is what Abaye postulated. Amar Rav Rava says, Abaye, with all due respect, if you're going to go and do that, then you're going to have another problem. What's your problem? Like the retzicha doicha carbon yochid mikal v'choymer. Then we're going to go one step further, the retzicha is not even going to be doicha a carbon yochid. But I have my pasuk. I mean, in this bechitik chanalamas, we'll get to that in a moment. Why would you say that ritzich is not doicha carbon yachid? The kavuchay, what's the kavuchay? Madach yontif shenidcha mepnei carbon yachid. Gabi Shabbos, Shabbos is not nidcha mepnei carbon yachid. Only carbon tamid and the carbon musaf. But yontif, according to one man the yama, which we'll see in the gemara in another moment, holds that nedorim unedavis craven biyontif. One of the first machlokes in the Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara deals with that at some length. Mesechtes Beya, and Mesechtes Chagiga, Mesechtes Sukkah. It's a sugya in the Moyed. Anyway, so my yomtif shenichem nekarben yachid. If you hold that nedarim and nedavos are krim beyomtif, ein retzicha doicha oisoi. However, retzicha is not doicha it. What means retzicha is not doicha it? It's not doicha yomtif. Just like the Bezin doesn't execute on Shabbos, they also don't execute on Yontif. And that's why we said in our Mishnah, don't start a Din Torah of Din Nefashis on Friday or Erev Yontif, because you cannot go and execute on Yontif. Mm-hmm. So Karmin Yachid, Shu Doiches Yontif, Karmin Yachid, which is strong, which is Doiche Yontif, and additionally, Dei Ratzicha Doiche Oisai.
So you never have your Pasuk being fulfilled.
Right. We're going to deal with that shortly. Rav is now challenging Abaye and saying, Abaye, based on your Kal V'Chaymeh, that you want to go and say that Ratzicha is Doicha, a Karbin Yochid. Why do you say Karbin Yochid? A Karbin Yochid is not the same thing as Karbin Tzibur. Karbin Tzibur is Doicha Shabbos. Karbin Yochid not Doicha Shabbos and not as holy. I got a Karbin Yochid which is Doicha Yonte. So let's go and say, therefore, that Ratzicha should be Doicha, a Karbin Yochid. Talk to you tomorrow. What's the riot? Honey, chalaman yom ain't a darma davis karim biyontif. If you hold like the other man yom that you don't bring darma davis biyontif, then it's not shver on Abaye because Yitaka don't have a karmin yochid which is doicha on Shabbos or on yontif at all. It's doicha.
It doesn't exist.
Elaman yom and darma davis karim biyontif. My ikalameimer. So now what we are doing is we are essentially catapulting or upgrading the Karmin Yachid so it should be like in the same status as the Karmin Tzibur. Just like you agreed in the Karmin Tzibur. Avada, that is Doicha Shabbos. Karmin Yachid is also Doicha, not Shabbos, but Doicha Yachid. And therefore, the same Kal V'Chaymeh that you are making, that you want to go and say that Ritzicha, what's the Lashon Rabaya? We should go and say that Ein Ritzicha Doicha Savoida, what were you telling me? Because of this Kal V'Chaymeh, I Sachdu HaPosik, that that's talking about a case of a carbon yachid. My kal v'chaymah of ein retzicha doicha savoid is talking about a carbon tzibur. My good friend says, Rava to Abaye, there's no difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. Taka l'gabi Shabbos is a difference, but there's no difference l'gabi yomtiv. And therefore, what am I saying? That even a carbon yachid is doicha yomtiv. That being the case, just like we're saying that Ritzicha, what was your Kal V'Chaymer, Rav Abaye, that Ritzicha should not be Doicha a Karbin Tzibur. Based on your logic, Ritzicha should not be Doicha a Karbin Yochid either. Mm-hmm. According to Man Yoma, that there is no such Hecha Timtza, there's no problem. So what are you going to go and say? And therefore, Rav is saying, Abaye, your Kal V'Chaymer doesn't hold water, because based on what you're saying, then there is no case of always you're going to go and say that the avoida is doicha the retzicha, both in Karban Tzibur and Karban Yochid. So what am I going to do with me and Mizbech? Elam Rava, says Rava, Abaya, with all due respect, we disagree with you. Loim by the mandiyam and the Dorim of Dov's great miyontif, that what? That you do not go and schlep away the koyim from doing the avoida. Dolay miskayim, mi im mizbechi klal, according to what you're saying.
Right.
If we're now elevating and we're upgrading the Dorim of Dov's on yontif as if it's a common tzibur, because it's doicha, then there won't be the kiyam of mi im mizbechi. And therefore that shoots down your kal b'choymer Abaya. Because elef mandiyam the Dorim of Dov's, you know what the word mizbechi means? Mezivchi hamiyuchadli. Don't interpret it as referring to the mizbeach, but referring to the zebach, to the carbon. Oh my, you know what is that carbon? The carbon tamid. Even by a carbon tzibur, like the carbon tamid, which the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that is so special to me, because every day of the year you're bringing me my carbon tamid. That is my zivchi. Even in that case, me'in mizbechi tikchen olamas, take the coin away and schlep him away. And so therefore, in all cases, not only by carbon tzibur abayit, but even by a carbon yochid, says Rava to abayit, the din is that retzicha is not doiche, either a carbon tzibur or a carbon yochid. In all cases, if chas v'shalom there's a coin that has to go and be taken to bezin for
execution,
even if we're not at the execution stage yet,
for trial,
you take him away. Don't wait for a moment. Aros. The author of Vekim Hashem Lekeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. We ask him to be continued tomorrow. By saying, thank you all for listening.